It is a beautiful Monday morning.
That's not a good start, is it, Jordan?
No.
Let's say it like this.
Try and apply that theory to any other industry in the world.
It's a scam.
I was betting like 70, 80K.
This is the Trademate Sports Betting Podcast, helping you beat the bookmakers. G'day, everyone. Welcome along to episode 75 of the Trademate Sports Betting Podcast, a live betting preview of this weekend's Euro football action. We'll be covering games in the EPL, League One, and also Ligue 1. Sorry for my pronunciations, people from France. If you have any questions or comments related to the weekend's games, please send them through and we'll get to them throughout the stream or maybe towards the back end. You can send your questions through on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. As you'll see, there's no George Gamble today. He's been a late withdrawal, so sorry for people who read the tweet earlier today. He's been a late withdrawal, but back in the thick of the action, Nigel Seeley from Premier Sports Players, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, Alex. Happy New Year to you. I think George couldn't stand the competition. I think he realised I was on this hot run that I'm on since I've been on here. I thought, I don't fancy that. Wave the white flag and arrivederci.
I agree, mate. I mean, we'll have to have a chat with him. But is something going on between you two? You just don't want to come on at the same time? Or
contrary to rumours that you may have heard, there is nothing going on between me and George. I know there's been a lot of rumours on Twitter about our relationship, but I can categorically deny that here and now.
Okay, good. We've snuffed that out nice and quickly, mate. But like you mentioned, you've had just about the best debut of all time on the show. I mean, I think you've done two shows already, and how many winners? I think you've only had one loser so far.
Well, you know, even a broken clock's right twice a day, isn't it, Alex? I mean, you know, we've had a bit of luck. We've rode our luck in some of the matches we've had. They haven't been all straightforward, but nothing in gambling is straightforward. You know, it's all about the long term. It's all about making profit at the end. So, you know, even if we have a bad week, which inevitably we are, it's all about how we perform on a season or on a monthly period, or if you a quarter, whatever you want to do. So we've had a good run, and personally, from a personal point of view, I've had a very, very good start to 2021. 2020 was a winning year for me, but the start of the season, especially in the UK, has been really hard for me. Usually I'll make about 5% on football on the year, maybe 5 to 7% return, but this season I'm losing 5% on the football as a whole, and I'm losing an awful lot of money on the English football, but I'm winning a lot of money on the European. But it's because of the COVID, and it's because of the teams not training, the fans not being in the stadium. It's been a really, really hard first half of the season, but luckily now we've got enough data and the performances and the results are turning around. So I'm still really optimistic I'll turn it around in the second half of this year, of this season, and 2021 has started very brightly for me. So hopefully I'll continue for that this week on the Trade Mate Sports podcast.
Yeah, mate. Couldn't have said it better myself. It's all about the long term. So you're going to have losing weeks, maybe even months here and there. But yeah, like you said, it's all about the long term, mate. We'll get into the quiz question before we get into some of the games. My quiz question for this week for you, mate, is how many draws have Liverpool and Man United played in their last 10 games? Now, mate, because I trust you've done your research on this game, you should know this one.
Listen, it's either going to be very high or very low. So I don't think you'd ask the question unless it was very, very high or very, very low. So for that reason, We do the answer at the end.
Oh, we gave everyone bloody hell.
Sorry, this is only my third appearance. I'm too concentrated on the winners, let alone the quizzes. George is a quiz man. That's why he doesn't do it. That's why he loses money every week. He's swatting up on the quiz. I'm the one doing all the homework for the betting, not the quiz questions. Leave the quizzes to the experts. I'm going to write down what I think it is on this bit of paper, so you know I'm not going to Google it.
That's the main problem, mate.
It's written there. It's written there, and I'm going to put it there. So it's written down.
All right, love it, mate. All right, let's get into it. Liverpool Man U. I'll just get up the odds on the screen here to share with you all. So hopefully you can all see that. Liverpool are at around the 2 mark, something like that. 2, maybe a little bit over 2 you can get here and there. Man United are at 3.6, around that mark, 3.7. And the draw at best odds, about 3.8 I'm seeing there with Betway, 3.85 on the exchanges, maybe a little bit more than that too. So the big top of the table clash, mate. I've done a little bit of research on this one. I did a little bit of underlying data research. I love my XG and all these kind of things, and I found a couple of interesting things. So ever since their thrashing of Palace, Liverpool, they've had two draws and a loss. But in each of those three games, they've comfortably had the superior XG. But then you look at Manchester United, who are now top of the table. Their XG ratio has them seventh in the EPL this season. So if you go there, average expected goals minus their average expected goals against, they're coming seventh. So they're behind teams like Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Villa, Brighton, and Leicester. So there's my little interesting stat for you this week, Nige.
Well, that's all the research I've done got out the window. That's what. No, I'm joking. Well, do you know what? It's I mean, we'll talk about the match itself, and then we'll go on to sort of the angles that I like in this game. But I think if you price this match up 2 months ago, what price would you have been Liverpool? And I think you probably would have been about 157, yeah. 160 Liverpool. I mean, if you go back last season, Liverpool started around that kind of mark. Have Liverpool really regressed to become bigger than even money? They're bigger than even money on the exchanges over here. They're 2.04. Have they, you know, have Manchester United improved that much? I mean, how far were they away from Liverpool last season? What, 30 points off and 30 plus points off? Have they really improved that much to make Liverpool even money? You've got to remember Liverpool's record at home as well at Anfield. It's phenomenal. I don't think they've been beaten here in 2 years or 3 years. So I think the market is massively, massively generous on the Liverpool win here, especially if we can get even money. My only reservation with it, and this is the reason why I'm not going to when it gets to the game, I've already had a bet on the game, which I'll come on to. But I think when I come down to sitting here, if the price on Liverpool gets too big, then I'm going to have to pull the trigger and bet them. And I think if the price gets to around 206, 204 on the exchange, I've got to bet Liverpool at that kind of price, because I make them probably about a 185, 186 chance. But there's my big problem about it is the way that Manchester United would approach this game. Because Ole Gunnar Solskjaer now, you know, how he's sitting in the job, I still don't know. I still don't believe that he's the man to take Manchester United forward, despite them sitting on the top of the Premier League's table. I think individually that they're great, but and Pogba is a player that, you know, he can shine or he can be useless. His record in big matches, his performances in big matches has been shocking over the years. But the problem here is how Man United approach this game. And I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will go to Anfield and try not to get beat, because a draw here is such a fantastic result for Manchester United in the way they are at the Premier League table. It's all about Liverpool trying to go there and beat Manchester United, will take the game to Manchester United to beat. And I think the United will be negative in their approach. And that leads me on to my main bet in this game. And my main bet in this game is under 3 goals in the match, which is, it was 187 this morning, 1.87, which I bet on the Asian handicap. It's now been bet down to 1.77. And I think with 3 goals as a push, I think that's a fantastic bet. And there's a couple of reasons why. Obviously, the tactical point of view that we just mentioned there, the nature of the game being a top of the table clash between the two sides, and obviously Manchester United never been in this position for many years. But more importantly, as obviously you've got the goal XG days that you said there, where Manchester United aren't scored. Liverpool have changed massively in the last few weeks. They, you know, offensively, they're not as flamboyant as they were over the years. They're not gung-ho. They're not converting a lot of chances. But if you look at all the big games in the Premier League this season, they are the ones that I feel are being influenced mostly with no fans in the attendance. You know, this huge game, two rivals, we need fans in it. We need, you know, these are the ones. If you look at all the games this season, the games which was the so-called biggest games of the season at the time, Manchester City v Liverpool, it ended 1-1. Very dour affair. No one, you know, everyone expected it to be a 3-3. Everyone, overs was very low. It was 1-1. Man United v Man City this season was 0-0. Man United v Man City in the Cup 2-0. Man United v Chelsea was 0-0. Chelsea v Liverpool's been 2-0. Tottenham v Chelsea's been 1-1. Chelsea v Tottenham's been 0-0. So these were all the big games, the big seven games, I would say, in the Premier League this season, and all of them have gone unders. And I think this game could be a very, very close, cagey game, because I feel that Manchester United's tactic will be not to get beat. If they can get a point here, it's a brilliant result, and it's up to Liverpool to break them down. And as we've seen in recent weeks, particularly against West Brom and in their recent performances, that they're finding it difficult to break teams down this season. I don't think Mo Salah has been anywhere near the kind of player he was a couple of seasons ago. I think he was dreadful in the first half against Aston Villa in the Cup. But I like the unders here. I really like under 3.5. I think Liverpool will potentially become a wager if that price gets too big. But my see the doubt in my head is for the draw here. But with the goal XG, with the goal data, with the nature of the match, and with no fans in attendance, I think under three goals at the 177 with the game of push on the Asian handicap, the Asian mark, is a brilliant bet.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with everything you're saying, especially with the money line or the 1x2 on Liverpool. It's an extraordinary price to be giving to Liverpool, because I guess if you separate, you know, the two teams, if they weren't playing each other and you just look at the prices, you think Liverpool at twos at home, it doesn't really matter what team they're playing, maybe Man City being the only caveat, like that is an incredible price for Liverpool. But like you said, styles make fights, and you think that there's a good chance, like Man United have done in a lot of big games recently, that they'll be happy to sit back and invite the pressure and hit them on the counter.
Yeah, Man United have been very solid defensively, though, in recent weeks. In the last four of their last five games, have kept clean sheets. Harry Maguire, I've always thought Harry Maguire's been a very, very rock-solid defender. He's lacking pace in it, and obviously had his off-field problems where he was arrested on his holidays, you know, and he had to put up with all that off-field problems. And he now seems to be a lot better. De Gea seems a lot more solid in the back. And I think Man United go there to not get beat. And I think the onus is on Liverpool to break them down. And in recent weeks, Liverpool haven't looked the same. I think Sadio Mane is Liverpool's best player by a mile. But I think Salah looks well off the pace to me. Firmino misses more than he scores. And I just feel that, you know, especially with the injuries they have as well in midfield and defensively, I think this could be cagey. I wouldn't be surprised to see one goal win it, actually. I mean, I would probably go for Liverpool to nick it 1-0. But I think it's going to be a very nervy match, especially the first half is going to be very tight. So under three goals with that luxury of a push at three is definitely how I want to be playing this game.
Yeah, no, good work, mate. And I couldn't really get any odds up for under three. I don't think Odds Checker have it for the flat.
They don't have it. It's the Asian market. It's the Asian line. So you've got to shop around. But Bet365 do it. And a lot of people who are high on the Asian markets, your Pinnacles will have it. And but the line this morning was 187 with three as a push, which was very, very heavily supported. It's now down to 177. If you can't get that, then probably pay the 2.5 goals for a lesser amount of stake. I do think this is an unders game. I think a lot of the games as well in the Premier League in recent weeks have gone unders as well because of the weather. We've had a really, really bad cold snap. The north of England, where this game is going to be played, is that they've had a lot of snow, and there's been a lot of snow today. And also the south of England has been hit by some really, really heavy rain. So I think the weather as well is going to be crucial in this game. And just looking at these big, high-profile Premier League matches, they are the ones that are massively being affected by the crowd. And, you know, all of the big games, so all the big stellar games this season have all been unders and pretty damp, dull affairs, really. And because, you know, the fans in these games get the players going on the pitch. And I fear this could be another low scoring, not very exciting match.
All right, cool, mate. We'll move on to the other three matches for today. But before we do, mate, I've just got to let you know something very, very important. And that is that the Trademate Sports Betting Podcast is now brought to you by Manscaped, which is the best in men's below the waist grooming. They offer precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Now, good news for you, Nigel. Manscaped has just launched in the UK, but they're also available around the world, Europe, Australia, North America. So we thought, you know what, since we're quite a global entity, sorry for that, we'll partner up with them and help out all the men out there with their trimming needs. Now, I don't know about you, mate, but, you know, I've spent a little bit of time down there before doing a bit of work, and it can get pretty gruesome at times. It can become a bit of a bloodbath at times, and just a few mistakes here and there, and you never know what can happen. So that's where Manscaped have come in, and their engineering team has actually perfected the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 in the UK. And I tell you what, Nigel, by the look of you, mate, I reckon you could do a bit of help down there, right?
I need a pair of garden shears to get through that door down there, Alex, my old mate. It's like Tom Selleck from Magnum down there. But let me be honest with you. I mean, the end of the day, I mean, I've never ventured into that kind of thing. But if anyone's just tuned in now, we are talking about the best bets this weekend in the Premier League. But fantastic. I'm glad you partnered up with someone below the waist rather than people above on the top of your head, because you would have just been taking the piss if you were doing that.
Yeah, no, exactly, mate. I think it's a really important thing for men to be confident, you know, and just, you know, you want to, when you put the dacks down, mate, you want people to be impressed. So
listen, I'm 48 years of age, mate. All the youngsters, they look like little turkeys down there. But not in my day, mate. Not in my day. 48 years of age.
Well, anyway, mate, I will say that my partner is very happy with the results so far, and so are the TradeMate staff. We all get our own. I forgot to bring it once again, but
if I started trimming down there, the missus would think I'm having an affair with a woman 20 years younger than me, and I'd be kicked into touch. So, good luck with you with that one, mate.
All right, mate. Anyway, but yeah, it's got waterproof technology, allows you to groom in the shower. My favourite feature is the LED light, so you can see everything. You can see where you've missed, give you more precise trimming, and there's also a little spray. So once you're done, mate, you give yourself a little pep in the step, and you know, give a nice little smell down there, which is the most important part. If you're unlike Nigel and you are listening to me right now and thinking, geez, I've got to experience what Alex is experiencing at the moment, you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TRADEMATE20 at manscaped.com, as you'll see on my little lower third there. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. TRADEMATE20 is the code. Your balls will thank you, Nigel.
Mm. I'll take your word for it.
All right, Leeds-Brighton, mate. What have we got here?
Well, I mean, I'm going to sound a bit boring, and I'm a bit negative in my approach here, and I'm a bit, you know, I remember having a couple of conversations with you about some of my betting unders rather than overs. I'm more of an under man than an over man, and I like looking for games where value is on the under, because obviously my background was in betting many years ago, and the majority of losing bettors used to bet on the overs, and it was always considered a wise move to bet on the unders. Obviously that's changed now, but when that's ingrained in your head, like it has been for me, I'm always looking to bet on unders rather than overs. And I'm always looking for matches that are overhyped and teams that are overhyped. And I think Leeds this weekend are overhyped. I mean, everyone says Leeds play this free-flowing, attacking, unbelievable football under Bielsa. Okay, they have shown that in glimpses. They've shown it in glimpses, and they do have a good XG. But the majority of it comes in a handful of games. But when you look at their record at home this season, I mean, it isn't that inspiring. They played Burnley. They won 1-0. They drew 0-0 with Arsenal. They played Wolves 1-0. They drew 1-1 with Man City. There was an awful lot of unders in those matches, you know, for this free-flowing team. I think it's roughly a 50-50 split, overs and unders. So I think we've got a bit carried away with Leeds. I think Leeds are a side that are much more attractive to watch on the road than they are at home. Their style of play is a lot more attractive on the road. Obviously, they create a lot of chances. They do, but, you know, they don't convert a lot of chances. Bamford's having a great season, but apart from him, I don't know where the goals would really come from in this Leeds side. And they're playing Brighton, who really offer nothing in attack. I mean, nothing at all. They had that really freaky 3-3 the other week against Wolves. in a game that no one could see was good. You know, everyone's expected to be 0-0 and it ended up 3-3. But defensively, they're really strong, Brighton. I thought they played reasonably well against Manchester City the other night. They kept yesterday, they kept Man City at bay for long periods of that game. You know, Man City missed a late penalty to make it 2-0. But defensively, they're quite solid. But they lack any goals. That's always been Brighton's problem. They lack someone who put the ball in the back of the net. And again, I think purely from value, I think under 3 goals in this game here, again, on the Asian handicap, on Asian line is a big price. It's 1.77 again, where we get 3 goals as a push. The weather, again, is going to be pretty bad at the weekend. There's a lot of snow around the Leeds area. And I just feel that the market has got a little bit carried away with Leeds. You know, they are a good attacking side, but people consider them, you know, they speak about them as their second favourite side, and Bielsa's a master tactician. He's a great manager, but he's done amazingly well at Leeds. But the thing is, let's not get carried away. They're sitting in 12th in the Premier League, and that's really probably their true position. These are two very tactical, astute managers in Bielsa and Potter, and I think they may cancel each other out. And, you know, I think we've just been led a little bit wayward into thinking that every time Leeds turn up at a football match, it's going to be 3-3 or 4-2 or overs is a certainty. And I think the value here is to swim against the tide. And that's where I've made my living in tennis more than ever and in football. When everybody has an opinion that's going to be there, I like to go against the norm. And I think with Leeds in this game, I think that people just think they're going to score. And I think the value is to go opposite that. And I'll be playing under 3 goals at 177. Again, this was bigger today when I bet it. The line is moving in that direction. And if there's any injury to Bamford, or if Bamford doesn't play for any reason, if he gets any problems with him, as you know, players are missing matches with regularity this season. If he misses it for any reason, then I just cannot see how Leeds, where the goal is going to come from for Leeds.
Would you say that this pick kind of is, like you said, swimming against the tide of underlying data or XG and things like that? Yeah. Because I guess, like, especially I can't remember what Leeds' record like with XG, but Brighton are seriously, seriously underperforming if you look at their XG this season.
That's exactly what it is. And Leeds are performing very high in their XG. The amount of goals that they're scoring compared to XG is astronomical. And they create so many chances. And that is why there's a move for it. And that was why the first week I was on, there was a big move against Everton at home to Arsenal, which we did. It was XG. And there's been moves against Tottenham in their games because Tottenham don't create a lot of chances. There's certain teams that always opposable. Whenever Leeds play or Brighton play, the goals are always pitched too high. Well, you could have all those chances. Everyone's saying they're going to come good at some stage. Well, you would have had your fingers burnt and you lost an awful lot of money so far this season by expecting them to come good at this stage. You know, a lot of people would have been betting over. A lot of people bet the over 3 goals in the Man City Brighton game yesterday. There was 1 goal in the game. But if you look at the XG, it should have been more. But this season, Brighton create the chances, but they haven't got the forward to put the ball in the back of the net. And that's the problem. I mean, you look at stats and data. I'm a massive fan of stats and data, massive. And I look at goal XG on every time I have a bet. But I think if you create loads of chances and you can't score, that's because you've got a problem with your centre forward. And then you have to look at the individual centre forward and think, well, this guy's not converting it. So you replace the centre forward and then you'll see that team prove and that data will go in your favour. But unless you get rid of the problem or solve the problem is that your forwards aren't converting the chances, you're still going to be doing exactly the same. You're still going to be creating chances and not putting them away, which means you're still going to lose money.
Yeah.
So that's my problem. I mean, if you had a settled team like an Arsenal or Manchester United, you know that Aubameyang will come good at some stage. With a team like Brighton, they create chance and chance and chances again. But Mopay, they brought a new guy in from South Africa. I can't remember his name at the moment. They have a new guy they've just brought in, who made his debut yesterday. But he doesn't look like scoring. And it's a big step up in the Premier League. And for a team like Brighton, they can create all the chances, but then they've got a goal scorer to put the ball in the back of the net. They're going to struggle. And that's the problem for them.
All right. Awesome stuff, mate. We'll move on. For the first time, you're taking me to League One, Northampton versus Oxford.
The first time ever on one of these podcasts. Am I making history?
You are making history. I don't think we've ever talked about a League One game, unfortunately.
Well, I tell you, this is where I really sort of come into my own, really, more in League One and League Two. I mean, when we were out of lockdown, I would always go and watch a match in League One most Saturdays at the lower level of football, because I think that was the place that I found it easiest to make money, because if there was an injury, you'd know how strong the player was coming in. I got to know a lot of the clubs and a lot of the players, and I got a lot of information from just watching games and seeing games. And this season, at the start of the season, on my ratings, I had Oxford as the team to beat in League One. They were so unlucky last season, because when the season got was abandoned early, the points per game system really affected them. So it meant that they couldn't get into the playoff positions. And I think they were certain to get into the playoff positions. And they were my bet to win it. And I bet them at the start of the season at 14-1. And the first 10 games, they were dreadful. I don't think they hardly won a game. They were bottom of the table. But they had the best players. And the reason why they were bottom of the table was because they were one of the first teams to really be affected by COVID. They missed so many matches. They had a lot of injuries, a lot of players out through COVID-related problems. And now their data is where it should be. I mean, they've really, really, really gone on an unbelievable run. They're unbeaten in 10. They've won their last 6, drawn 4 previous to that, as in all competitions. And in League One, they're scoring goals for fun. They've got a great centre forward called Matty Taylor. At this level of football, is could play a lot higher. Could play Championship level easy. And they are a really, really proper footballing team with a good manager at this level. Carl Robinson's a good manager at this level. And now they're hitting their form. I bet them again 2 weeks ago at 200-1 to win the league. That's how far they've gone. And 200-1 was a crazy price. They're now into 50s. And even at 50s or 66-1, if you can get a future on each way in the first three, you want to bet you. I think Oxford, they were a side that could really easily go another 10 without losing the game. And with teams dropping and COVID really in the lower levels of English football, that they could really move up the table very quickly. But in this game, they're playing Northampton, a team that were promoted last year from League Two. Keith Curl is the manager. They found it very, very, very difficult this season. And they found it really, really, really tough against teams in the top half of the table. They haven't won a game against teams in the top half of the table. They've had an unbelievable run of home matches. They've played a lot of their last few games at home, and they pretty much lost every single one. I think they've only won one in their last 5. And they've only managed to score 1 goal in their last 5 games. And the important thing for me was that they played each other on December the 15th in the reverse fixture. Now what's happening is that the most, it's quite recently that the two teams have played each other. So now we're into the second set of fixtures. And they played each other December the 15th at Oxford. And Oxford won 4-0. In a game, really, I mean, they should have won it. I saw the highlights. They could have scored 7 or 8. They were that much better than Northampton. And now they're playing them a month to the day after on a neutral ground, effectively, with no crowds, no one there. There's no real home advantage, obviously. And Northampton just in a terrible run of form. Never do anything against the top half of the sides. And you can bet Oxford at -110, which is in American odds, but it's 10 to 11, 1.9 in decimals, 1.91 in decimals. I think that's a cracking bet. I really do. I think they should be around about, I'd make them about 1.8, 4 to 5, maybe even shorter, sort of 8 to 11, 1.72, 1.75, that kind of price, because I think they are head and shoulders above Northampton. And they are really, really hitting form well. And see that blue at the top of the odds checker there? That's going to be blue all across. And I can't see that 10 to 11 lasting, 1.9 lasting come kickoff time.
Yeah. Does the blue mean there's money coming in on it?
Yes,
or?
Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah. Right, so if you see a favourite that's going red and the draw and the Northampton, say for example, you had a favourite that was going red and you saw blue across the draw and the away team, that would mean that the Asian market wants to get with the underdog on the handicap, effectively, to the money trickling through the system.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just looking at it now, and Betway, William Hill, 888 Sport, they're all at 1.9 or higher. You can probably still get that on the exchanges too. Some markets and Matchbook look like they're at 1.9 or above. So, yeah, you might have to act quick here, considering that we can see that, yeah, money is coming in.
I'd be amazed. I'd be absolutely, totally amazed if it lasted, that it was 1.9 on kickoff. I really would, because they are a proper outfit, Oxford. Really, really proper outfit. And they are flying. And Northampton in complete disarray.
How far behind the leaders are they now in League One?
I think they're 11 points or 12, which is nothing. They've got a game in hand. So if they win the game in hand, they're 8 or 9. But this season, people are taking points off everybody in every level of English football. I think the title may be without their reach. I mean, at 50-1, you know, you're betting a 50-1 shot. But I do think they can make the top three. And perhaps the best way to play them would be promoted, because that covers you if they get into the playoffs. And the playoff position is certainly within their grasp. There's a lot of teams at the top of that table. Lincoln will drop back, and there's a lot of teams up there who are just dropping silly points. So they go on another 3 or 4 match winning run, which they're more than capable of doing, then they're banging contention. They are a really, really good side. Honestly, they're a really, really good side.
Yeah. All right, buddy. And lastly, you are taking me to France, mate. What a lovely way to finish the podcast.
Yeah. We're going to the south of France.
Even better.
Yeah. I'm going to Marseille. They're playing the weekend against struggling Nîmes. Marseille have always been the second best side for the last 3 or 4 years Lyon, obviously, sometimes, but they're the second best side last season, the second best side the season before in French football, behind Paris Saint-Germain. And they got beat by Paris Saint-Germain yesterday in the Trophy de Champion final. They lost 2-1. But in the second half, they really, really played well against Paris Saint-Germain. And they could have got a draw, took the game into extra time. The Velodrome at Marseille is always a very, very tough place to go. And this season in the Champions League, they've struggled. But domestically, they've been on fire. They haven't lost at the Velodrome this season since September. I think they've lost once. They've won 4 of their last 5 games. They've scored at least 2 goals in 4 of those 5 games. And Nîmes at the bottom of the French league, they are really struggling. They've lost 11 of their last 13 matches, just 1 win in that period of time. In their last 4 road matches, they've conceded 13 goals. And they're a side that are in complete turmoil. Just really, I mean, they're relegation fodder. They really are. Marseille don't usually score a lot of goals. You know, they don't beat teams up 3 or 4. Villas-Boas is a bit more of a careful manager rather than a gung-ho, full-flowing football manager. But I'm prepared to take a chance to them on the Asian handicap. Again, all my bets on the Asian handicap this week. You can bet them -1.25 goal. And if you're new to Asian handicap, what that means is half of your stake is on Marseille -1, and the other half is on Marseille -1.5. So if Marseille win by exactly 2 goals, we get a full win or 2 goals or more. If they win by 1 goal, half of the bet is a push, and the other half would be deemed a loser. So we really want Marseille to win by 2 goals or more. And it's just under even money. It's 97 to 100, which is a crazy price. But on decimal terms, it's 196. That was with Bet365. Yeah. I think Marseille really showed to me in the second half against Paris Saint-Germain that they were a quality side, and I think Nîmes are just there for the taking and looking already for second division football next year in France. So Marseille -1.25 on the Asian handicap at 97 to 100 with Bet365.
Yeah, and I think the market's kind of agreeing with you in a sense here, because Bet365 are a pretty big outlier there at 1.96, like you said, and even the exchanges, all the other bookies are into the 1.85-ish range, and the exchanges, I mean, Betfair's down at 1.84. So you would say it's probably an edge right now.
There's probably not a lot of liquidity though in the market, and a game doesn't start till Saturday. Saturday's 2 o'clock or Sunday. I'm not quite sure. I can't remember when the game is.
Saturday 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably not a lot of market in that game at the moment. So I would probably I think that, you know, that when liquidity comes in, but I do think that standout price with Bet365 will go. I mean, that's a silly price, 196. Because, you know, even if they win by one, we only lose half a unit. You know, we're not going to lose our full stake. And I can't see Marseille not winning this game. I really can't. At the Velodrome, they're very hard to beat domestically. Very hard to beat indeed.
Yeah. All right. Terrific, mate. Marius Buja. Sorry, I'd have no idea how to pronounce that, but he has said nothing from the Bundesliga. No, sorry, mate.
I have had a bet on the Bundesliga, but it wasn't one of my fancy ones. That, but I tell you what I bet. I bet Borussia Dortmund -2 against Mainz, which was even money again. Mainz are shocking. Leipzig conceded 5 against... they were 2-0 up against Bayern Munich at half-time, and Bayern Munich come back and scored 5 in the second half. The Bundesliga now, Munich dropped points against Borussia Mönchengladbach and lost yesterday. And suddenly, all these leading contenders feel they've got a chance of winning the Bundesliga win this season. And under the new coach, Terzic, Dortmund have started to look good again, started to had a bit of confidence in that. They were brilliant last week against Leipzig, winning 3-1. At a very, very tough place to go, Leipzig. And I feel that they'll put a few past Mainz on Saturday. And I've bet Borussia Dortmund's -2. Not for the show. I've given you the best ones for the show. But I have actually bet Dortmund -2 against Mainz.
Well, there you go. Marius, all you had to do was ask, mate. And you get some Bundesliga action from the big man. All right, mate. We'll just quickly recap. So we've got... Man United, Liverpool, under 3 goals at 1.77. Leeds v Brighton, under 3 goals also. And that was it. What was that at?
Same price, Alex, 1.77 as well.
Yep, awesome. Northampton, Oxford. Oxford win if you can get something around 1.9 or higher. You can
that
still
will
get...
be, that's my strongest bet of the week. That's my strongest bet this year.
Just gonna segue to that, mate. I was gonna really build up to it, mate. But you just butt in, mate. You know, I'm trying to really build momentum here. And...
That's all right. We didn't do that. Cut. Start again. Go on.
And Marseille versus Nimes. Marseille -1.25 at 196. That was with Bet365. Nigel, mate, if I had to say to you, out of all those four picks, what's your best of the weekend, mate? What would you give me?
Well, the Oxford one, I'm joking. it's got to be Oxford. I mean, a lot of people, like you say, don't really concentrate on the lower leagues of English football, but it's been my bread and butter over the last 10 or 12 years. So, and what I've seen from Oxford in the last few weeks, they really are back on it, looking good, full of confidence, scoring goals, and they're playing Northampton, who are completely shell-shocked and always get turned over against teams in the top half of the table. The reason why they're a little bit above the relegation battle is because they've beaten teams in or around them, but against the top sides, they always get beat. And at 1.91, Oxford, my best bet this weekend in across of all the football in Europe.
Terrific, mate. And that's all we've got for our listeners and watchers today. Sorry, my camera's just turned off to get that back on. But, yeah, you can find Nigel on Twitter at Seely. That's SEELEY _Nigel. And you can also check out his website, premiersportsplays.com. Mate, as always, we'll finish with the quiz question of the week. And you've written down your answer and you haven't been Googling, which I'm happy with this week.
I haven't. Will I see the other? I've put down here, I think you said 6.
Oh, mate, you've got it.
The thing is, what I was going to do, I was going to go like that and say 9, and then go like that and go 6. Whichever way, I thought, if I write 6, I could cheat and go 6 or 9, whichever way. That's why I done it. No, I made a joke. 6 I put down.
You're a legend, mate. So the question was, how many draws have Liverpool and Manchester United played in their last 10 games? And, Nigel has absolutely... nailed it. Well done, mate. Well done. So I think it's your first win of the weekly quiz. You really are in form. Maybe it's a bad omen. Maybe it means every bet's going to lose this week.
There's nobody to beat. So if I didn't win this week, I'd give the game up.
definitely. All right. Terrific, mate. Next podcast for you all will be UFC preview, which will probably be next Wednesday that'll come out. So we'll preview the big McGregor fight. That'll be interesting for lots of people. But other than that, thanks for listening, everyone. Make sure you do a quick rate and review of the podcast and subscribe wherever you listen. And if you're looking to implement some of the strategies we talk about on the podcast today, the value betting ones especially, start a free week trial of Trademate Sports and start your value betting journey. Nigel, terrific stuff once again, mate, and I will see you next week.
Have a good week, Alex. Take care, mate.
All right. See you, everyone.